God is for you. Hallelujah. No one can be against you. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father God, we come to you on this wonderful winning Wednesday morning, giving you all praise, all honor, and all glory. For in you we win, because you told us in your word that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I know that a lot of prayer, despite all of the stuff that went down with Obama, oh God, with all the challenges he had, Lord, you were right there with him. And I know that so many were on our knees, and we would continue to be on our knees, because your word tells us that we are to pray for those who are in authority. We are to lift them up in supplication, giving thanks and that it be made known for our kings and men and for those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. So, Lord, we lift them up right now, and we thank you, Lord, for the good things that you have done. Father, we pray that our president would be a godly man who will hear from you, Lord, and not do what is popular, but what he knows the word says in Jesus' name. So we continue to stand on that. Father, we thank and praise you for this TMC call. We thank and praise you for the family that gets together every Monday through Friday morning here. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Lord, who have just given us this platform where we can get together and rejoice and hear a word, oh Lord, that gets us started along our day. Father, we thank and praise you for the De Leon family, Lord, who are just such visionaries, Lord, and that they have always walked by faith and not by sight as they do those things that you have called them to do. Father, please watch over each of them, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Robinson, the D.S. De Leon family. Keep them in your loving care, oh God, and shower them with kingdom blessings. Be with Dr. P.K. while she is on the road right now, while she is in, I believe, St. Louis, oh Lord. Father, keep her in Jesus' name. And that she finds favor with whomever she comes in contact. We thank and praise you for each one of our callers, O Lord, because without them, where would we be? Father, bless them today. Let the word that will be preached by Pastor Chuck be a rhema word, Lord, that will just saturate our hearts and our minds and our thoughts, O God, that we will be able to go through this day knowing that you have us, O God. Father, then we just bind the airways in Jesus' name, bind Satan in Jesus' name off the airways, Lord, that the word has already been established, Lord, and it will go forth with clarity in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we thank you for each and every person who is a part of the TMC family, Lord, that you would just bless our going out and our coming in and give us the peace that passes all understanding. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory in Jesus' name. And it is sealed with his blood. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn the call over to our host now, and I just want us to continue to keep in prayer and keep in mind and visit www.fillabottlesavealife.com as we remember our dear evangelist Gwen Beatty. I'm going to turn the call over to Minister Robin, and we are so happy and so thankful to have her back on the line. We missed you dearly, my sister. God bless you. I love you, TMC family. Out to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you, Sister Willa. I love you. God bless you, and I am so glad to be back. Good morning, TMC family. This is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey, and I also welcome you on this wonderful winning Wednesday morning. Glory, glory, glory to God, because he is faithful. And this is the Master's Call, and our call was founded October 25th. We are celebrating our second year anniversary, going into year three, and we are grateful to the Master. This call is here to enrich you, to enhance you, and to empower believers as we begin our day. We have a scripture family that we stand on, and you can find our scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it's a great scripture because it's something each one of us, we do daily. We cry out to the Lord, and we know that in the morning our prayers come before him. I want to say thank you, Lord God, for the founders of this call. They heard your voice. They listened to you, and because of who you are and them knowing their Lord and King of Kings, this call was created. So God bless you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. God bless you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. And we thank the Lord for what you have done and what you are continuing to do for this call and for the kingdom of God. Also, we have an email address for you. And if you would like to send us your praise reports, your prayer requests, we believe in praying. You can even just let us know how we're doing. If there's anything you would like us to just take to the kingdom on your behalf, we are honored to do so. And you can send that to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have a website address. You can find out more about us, more about the history of this call, and you can also download all of our messages, every single one of them. The entire message is there for you to listen to and pass it on to your friends and your family. And you can go to the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. We are Artists International Distributors. We have a motivational call directly following this call. And let me go ahead and just give you that number quickly. That number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. It is hosted by the godmother, Dorothy Cook. And I want to say to the distributors, make sure you check your back office. Take a look at all of the promotions. And for the friends who are on the call and you may not be a distributor, go back to the person that invited you to the call, and they will be glad to share the good news about Artists International, which came from the Diaz de Leon family. And what I'd like to do right now is we have a mighty man of God that is coming forward, family. He is one of our family members, Pastor Chuck Brown. He's the senior pastor of an exciting church in New Orleans, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He brings us the word of God. He has been pastoring for many years. He is experienced. He is anointed. He is appointed. And he is filled with the word of God. He is also the author of The Death of the Desperate Woman. And that's a really good book, too. And I recommend it to many of you. So without further delay, I am going to bring the man of God forward. Pastor Chuck, are you there? We are ready to hear the word of God. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is yours truly, Dr. Vanessa. I don't see Pastor Chuck on the board. Pastor Chuck, if you're there, if you could star six the phone. If not, you know, I always have a word in my belly, but many of us are celebrating this morning and excited about what God is doing. What I'd like to do while we check first and see is Pastor Chuck there for us to just for a few minutes, Minister Tammy, if we could take a few testimonies, and if I cannot contact Pastor Chuck, I'll be right back on the line. Anybody just want to say what their victory in the vote means to them this morning? Hit star six just real quickly. We'd love to hear from you. Just hit star six. Some of you I know, like me, didn't hardly sleep last night, and we're just excited about what God is saying in the land. But if anybody just wants to say anything, just hit a star six, and I will be right back on the call. Thank you.
Praise God. Ada Levette, I see your mic is open. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning. I just want to say that I was so blessed to see so many lines of people who understand that they do have a voice and that it is important that they participate in that duty. And it was just overwhelming to see so many lines of people laughing and talking and being persistent in letting their voice be heard. That's, I'm just so excited. I'm so thankful for that. We know that people die for people to have that right. And so my testimony is that I praise God to see that the people have spoken. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. That is the voice of one of our newest intercessors, as Minister Willis said this morning, and we praise God for her. We are so delighted that people persisted. Amen. And we're going to go to 424. Your mic is open. Give us your testimony about what this means to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you. Good morning.
Oh, my God, you all. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts. I am so excited. I have just been jumping. As you can tell, my voice is just about bad. I thank God that God's word is true. God's word is true. And when God is for you, it just really doesn't matter what the devil and anything else, anybody else wants to do. It is just so, so awesome to see the victory of the hand of God in this. Now, it is our responsibility as those praying saints to place a picture of President Obama and his family up and pray for him every day. And pray now that we will be unified so that he won't get any more gray hairs as a result of people just fighting him on every hand. And so I just ask that of this team. I know that we do pray for him, but I think we need to pray for him now with such an intensity that we have never prayed for him before. I thank God this morning to hear my dear sister Robin. I've been praying for you and just believing God to just move mightily up there after Sandy has come through. And it's just hard to even fathom what you guys are going through without power and some without their homes. I know that we prayed for those who have gone through this before in Katrina and everything, but to have somebody close like you in our hearts and that sort of thing, it is real different. So I'm just thankful to hear your voice on this morning. When I first got on and Willa was on, I said, "Is that Robin Ryder?" I was starting to scream, but I didn't know that you were coming. And I'm so, so happy to hear you and hear that things are looking up. So we bless the Lord this morning. Pastor Vanessa? Is Pastor Vanessa back on?
Not yet, Dr. PK.
Okay, all right. Well, then, anybody else in the queue?
Yes, it's me, Dr. PK.
Okay.
Yes, I'm back. Go on, Minister Roberts.
Thank you so much, Dr. PK. I love you, and I want to thank everyone for your prayers. And this wonderful winning Wednesday for me, it just tells us that God is in control, and no matter what the enemy tries, God's plan is what superseded. And just as Dr. PK said, we have to continue to keep those in authority in prayer, knowing that God's plan, his purpose, will be done here on this earth in the name of Jesus. I love you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and family, thank you for praying and continue to pray. Hallelujah. God is good.
Love you too, sweetie.
Amen, amen. This is Willa from Chicago, and what President Obama's vote means to me, I think about a scripture verse in Galatians. It says, "For freedom in Christ has set us free, so stand firm, therefore, and do not submit against the yoke of slavery." So I feel like we are free, like chains will not be placed on us due to some of the things that would have occurred had Barack Obama not been in office. And then the word also tells us that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So no matter what the racism was, no matter what our president had to come against, through the victory, he is set free for another 4 years to do what he knows needs to be done in the earth. And I pray in Jesus' name that we will continue to stay on our knees for him, because we're going to need to pray even more during this second term. But we're going to bind the prejudices and the racism and all that other stuff that they try to do to keep him from doing the job as a president. So let's keep him in prayer. We rejoice for what God has done, but the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's, and we just give him praise for that, and we have to remain faithful in prayer. That's what it means to me. It means freedom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen, amen, amen. So good to hear our other co-founder on the line this. Oh, I know she's just full of the joy of the Lord. So glad to hear your voice this morning, Dr. PK, and for us to celebrate. And she said it so accurately. And let's just leave those in queue because I just want to drop a few nuggets, and then we're going to definitely hear the rest of your shout-outs this morning because we're family. And this is a time of celebration because many of us have been saying all along, we've been praying for the will of the Lord to be done, and it was a clear answer to many prayers. And as Dr. PK said, it is so important now that we pray even more. And remember our text scripture in Timothy, that second chapter, verses 1 through 3, as we've been saying about the victory in your vote. It doesn't matter whether you voted for our president or not. God tells us to pray for those in authority who have rulership over us, to pray for their protection, to pray for their family, to pray for the favor of God, utmost to pray for the godly counsel to be around them. And I want to just drop this nugget that we've always talked about, that change is coming from within because we, as a body of Christ, intend to win. And we've seen the change, the shift in just the makeup of America, where people of color are coming into greater numbers, and where just a righteous indignation for justice has made many things change. When you have righteousness on your side, and when the justice will prevail and truth will be exposed, change does happen. And now, as the theme was, we move forward. And as we said many times on this call, the acronym for CHANGE was Change Helps All Needed Growth Emerge. Change helps all needed growth emerge. Today we have to make up our mind as the body of Christ in the midst of the jubilation, in the midst of the celebration, in the midst of the tears of, oh my God, we've got to pray forth the will of God. Even the TNC family, we always say we're pillars of prayer. We're midwives. Let's birth the will of God in the land. Pray even more for a spirit of truth to prevail on Capitol Hill, to prevail in the Senate and the Congress and the legislation, the Supreme Court, every decision that is made that affects us individually and corporately. 2 Corinthians 7:14 reminds us, if my people. So let's have a time of jubilation, but we have a job to do as believers. We have the power inside. We talked yesterday about how power follows passion. Many of us were passionate. I love how I heard Reverend Al Sharpton say on the call on NBC this morning. He said, folks don't stand in line 3 hours, 5 hours to fraudulently vote. Justice prevailed. Truth rolled on, and the side of righteousness clearly win. So we have to do our part and continue to pray the will of the Lord in the land, to continue to pray for the change that brings about equality, that brings us back to no one being without a job, to bring back the restoration of what Sandy has done, and even another storm on the way. You know, we've had the prayers that we have the power to speak to the elements, to decree and declare and arrest the demonic assignments of destruction. Believers on this line, let's accept that challenge today in the midst of our conquest, in the midst of us conquering and winning again. Now he even more than ever, and every elected official, ones we wanted and ones we didn't, they need the prayers of the righteous. America still has a long way to go to really be again right in the sight of God. And the reason God is blessing America is because there's some praying saints from coast to coast, north to south, east to west. So today, let's accept the challenge that daily we're going to do with 2 Timothy, that chapter told us to do. We're going to pray for those who have authority. We're going to open up our mouths and send a message to the heavens that the will of the Lord will be done in the land. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Let that reverberate across the country. Let all of heaven and hell shake with the truth of God's word, where all the shackles of death and destruction will be destroyed, because God's people will come humbly in his presence and pray. So we celebrate the victory of God. We celebrate the conquest. And now the victory, the Jehovah Nisi banner is being waved. So we're going to go back to let many more of you give your quick shout-outs and tell what it means to you, because we're accepting the challenge, TMC family, that we are all going to be prayer warriors standing in the gap and making up the hedge. So let's go to 347-223. Deborah, the floor is yours.
Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Yes, I am rejoicing in what the Lord has done. My victory is twofold. I'm a poll worker, so I'm just thanking God for what I saw while I was working the polls yesterday. I mean, you talk about, I think the media, the ones are saying that this is a nation divided. No, it's not a nation divided. It's a nation united. Clearly what I saw, because I was in an area with multicultural backgrounds in all ages, and God just did a mighty move on the hearts of everyone there. And not to echo what Dr. Vanessa just said, but I'm just thanking God because he had the final say. That was my prayer, that God's will be done, and God's will was done. So I'm just rejoicing, and I'm just going to continue to pray, not only for our president, for the rest of the government, our local and national leaders, that they will step up and do the will of God to bring this country back to a nation for God, and that the body of Christ, as God is speaking to us, to take our rightful positions in leadership in this nation, that we will step up and not be afraid, because this is the time for us to step up and do just that. So I'm just in a place of rejoicing, and I'm going to continue to pray and believe, God, that we will do what has to be done at this time to bring our country back for a nation for God. Amen.
Amen. What area were you a poll worker? What state or city are you in, Deborah?
Okay, I'm in Brooklyn. I was in Brooklyn, New York, in an area with Asian Jews, Russians. It was just a wide age group from the youngest to the oldest came in.
Amen.
Just happy.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. And you know, that reminds me of Acts. We're in the upper room from all kindred nations, all races, all people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One of our prayer warriors, Minister LaShawn, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This Winning Wednesday, my God, I am just so excited that I was able to stand on the shoulders of my great-grandmother, who wasn't even considered to be a whole person, able to go to the polls with my six-year-old daughter and her to say, Mommy, make sure you put President Barack Obama back in office. The feeling that I got from her knowing the difference between what we want and what we need. And I tell you, while we were watching the election, to watch my children drop to their knees and pray, because in the beginning it looked a little grim. And they said, no, 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 God, please, 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 we need him. And what this Winning Wednesday means to me is that my children and their children will be able to have a future. This Winning Wednesday means to me that this nation is not divided, like our last caller said. We are unifying and standing up together, because it is a multicultural push for getting our president back in office and praying for him. And my other Winning Wednesday is the same day our president got elected, I got accepted into school for the master's program that I have been praying to get into. So I am just doubly excited. There is a huge shift in the atmosphere, and God is winning. He is winning, and all we can do is win right now. We are standing on Jeremiah 29:11. We have so many plans, and God is in charge of those plans. So I am happy, TMC family, and I just praise God for what he has done.
Is that for me?
Amen, amen,
that's
amen.
You. Oh, Ms. Ronnie, that's you. Thank you, Minister LaShawn. Ronnie, you're our last one from Tacoma, Washington. The floor is yours.
Okay. I thought it said muted. I am unmuted.
We're here.
Hello?
You. Hello?
Okay.
We hear you.
Okay. Okay. I'm grateful to God for this victory. My prayer is that the people that made that board light up so red were divided on the issues of religion, and that now they can come to the truth on what this country needs and move forward. We know what the Word of God says. We stand on what the Word of God says. But it was so much more at stake than one issue. And I'm just praying that we can come together. It is truly praying time. The sadness that I saw from the in this state alone, we got marijuana on the books, same-sex marriages on our books that passed. My heart is sad, and the victory is ours because it's the will of God. We pray that we can put all differences aside and rally behind this leadership for the victory of our future and our children's future.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for that. And we are excited about all of you who have shouted out this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. We're excited now. Minister Rob and I will go on and announce the newest member of our team, our prayer warrior team. You know, each and every morning we always open the invitation for any of you who feel a tug on your heart to be a part of our team that greets you and spiritually situates you and seats you and to do prayer requests. Well, I tell you, we're excited that Ada Millette heard the tug and has joined us. She's originally from Chicago. Now she resides in New York. But we're excited because way back when she was a teenager, she met our very own Minister Willa Peterson and used to babysit for her. We won't even talk about it at that age, but okay, hallelujah. And she had saw the love that Minister Willa had for the Lord. And in her bio, she talks about how it impressed upon her. She has been a Christian for a long time, rededicated her life. Really, she talks about in her bio through a series of events back in 1991. And she came under the leadership of Pastor Greg Spatton in 2007 and was appointed to serve women and children. And she has taught the gospel to women and children in Bellwood, Illinois. And God blessed and opened the door for an opportunity for her in 2010, where she began to work for Amtrak. And she's a proud mother of four children and has an adorable granddaughter. And son, I'm not going to massacre these names, Ada. I'm going to let you say the names of your children. I got Genesis. I think that's Unique is the other name. But I just love her spirit. And she has co-founded a ministry entitled Women for the Cross. And this ministry started to encourage women to be accountable and real. So I want to introduce some and present to others, because she did make a comment already on our call today. But today she's going to lead us in our prayer request. But I am humbled, I am honored that she has received the tug of the Lord to be a part of our team. And I want you, the Master's Call family, to extend a hearty welcome and a prayer for our newest member of our prayer warrior team, Minister Ada. The floor is yours to lead us into a time of prayer and intercession.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours here.
Good morning. Before I go before the Lord in prayer, I just want to say I thank God for the TMC family. We want to go ahead and lift these prayer requests before the Lord. Shall you go in prayer with me and the rest of the callers on today? Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you first and foremost giving you thanks, Father God, because you're worthy. If you don't do anything else, you have done so much, and we say thank you. Lord, we pray for LaShawn and for the safety return of Ronald James, who went to Cancun. Lord, we pray for the direction of her son, Anthony Mark, in regards to college. We pray for Paul Valley Sr., who has an infection. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will heal him. We pray pray for Elizabeth Torres as she goes through a trying time, Lord God. Let her learn the lesson in this trying time. Anytime there's a trial or a test, the test comes before the testimony. Lord, we continue to lift up LaShawn, our team member, our prayer warrior, and thanking you for what you're doing in her life. Father God, we thank you for Tiffany on the West Coast. We ask that you continue to be with Dr. P.K. Roberts as she travels throughout the Midwest, and we thank you for her being on the line. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa as she's caring for her mother, for you tell us in your word that we are to honor our father and mother that we may have a long life. So give Dr. Vanessa the strength and energy that she needs to pray to care for her mother. We pray also for Mama Josie's health and Papa Preston, who's in hospice care. Lord, we ask that you, for Papa Preston, that you will send people who have a patient touch, the caregivers that are caring for him, that they would be men and women of God who will honor him in this time of his life. We thank you, Lord, for Minister Robin being back on the call. We thank you how you have protected her through the storm of Hurricane Sandy. Lord, we thank you that you are in control. And we also thank you, Father God, for the opportunity that will come as a result of this storm. Oh, Father God, it's something about a storm that causes people to humble themselves and recognize that they need a Savior and a Lord. And that is where the people of God come in. So we thank you for Minister Robin. Oh, God, we thank you for Minister Tammy. We ask that you continue to give her wisdom as she ministers to her children, Lord, as she directs them and help them and raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So we lift up her children before you, Lord God. We thank you for Minister Willa. And Lord, we ask for that you be with Brenda Moulton. Lord, we know, Father God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And we ask for healing on behalf of Brenda Moulton this morning. We also pray for Joshua, Lord, who was accused of rape in the penal system. But Lord, we know that you are a just God. But Lord, just like you allowed Joshua of the Word of God to go to prison, this Joshua has a call on his life, Father God. So let him, while he is in the prison, seek your face, Lord God, not only for his freedom, but for his freedom, period. And so we lift up Joshua to you, asking, Father God, for your justice and for your will to be done. Oh, Father God, for all the spoken prayers and written prayers, those that have emailed and shared their requests, and those that have not, for every caller that is on this phone, on this call this morning, they have an issue, they have a concern, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember them today, that you will minister to them as only you can. We love you and we bless you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name, our Savior and our Lord. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Praise God. Amen. I am in agreement with that, Sister Ada, and we welcome you, and we're glad that you are here. Well, TMC family, this is, again, a wonderful Wednesday. It's a winning Wednesday. You made a difference. God showed off as usual. I want you to go forward. Make sure that you have a wonderful day today. You know that you are a minister in the marketplace, and we are better together. We will speak with you tomorrow. Let me give you the number for our motivational call one more time, and it's being hosted by our godmother, Dorothy Cook. That phone number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. And also, don't forget Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Her website is fillabottlesavealife.com. Praise God. Have a blessed day being a minister in the marketplace, doing it together. We'll speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.